Here you go. Pad Thai, no peanuts.
Does it have peanut oil?
I'm not sure. Everyone keep an eye on Howard in case he starts to swell up.
Since it's not bee season, you can have my epinephrine.
Are there any chopsticks?
You don't need chopsticks. This is Thai food.
Here we go.
Thailand has had the fork since the latter half of the 19th century. Interestingly, they don't actually put the fork in their mouth. They use it to put the food on a spoon, which then goes into their mouth.
Ask him for a napkin. I dare you. I'll get it.
Do I look puffy? I feel puffy.
Hey, Leonard.
Oh, hi, Penny.
Am I interrupting?
No.
You're not swelling, Howard.
No, no. Look at my fingers. They're like Vienna sausages.
Sounds like you have company.
They're not going anywhere. So you're coming home from work. That's great. How was work?
Well, you know, it's a cheesecake factory. People order cheesecake, and I bring it to them.
So you kind of act as like a carbohydrate delivery system.
Yeah, call it whatever you want. I get minimum wage. Yeah. Anyways, I was wondering if you could help me out with something.
I'm kind of...
Oh. Okay, great. I'm having some furniture delivered tomorrow, and I may not be here, so... Oh. Hello.
Tio Tinkrasivaya Javushka.
I'm sorry?
Haven't you ever been told how beautiful you are in flawless Russian?
No, I haven't.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I probably won't. Hey, Sheldon.
Hi.
Hey, Raj. Still not talking to me, huh?
Don't take it personally. It's his pathology. He can't talk to women.
He can't talk to attractive women, or in your case, a cheesecake-scented goddess.
So there's gonna be some furniture delivered?
Yeah, yeah. If it gets here and I'm not here tomorrow, could you just sign for it and have them put him in my apartment?
Yeah, no problem.
Great. Here's my spare key. Thank you.
Honey, wait.
Yeah.
If you don't have any other plans, do you want to join us for Thai food and a Superman movie marathon?
A marathon? Wow, how many Superman movies are there?
You're kidding, right?
You know, I do like the one where Lois Lane falls from the helicopter and Superman swooshes down and catches her. Which one was that?
One. You realize that scene was rife with scientific inaccuracy.
Yes, I know men can't fly.
No, no, let's assume that they can. Lois Lane is falling, accelerating at an initial rate of 32 feet per second per second. Superman swoops down to save her by reaching out two arms of steel. Miss Lane, who is now traveling at approximately 120 miles an hour, hits them and is immediately sliced into three equal pieces.
Unless Superman matches her speed and decelerates.
In what space, sir? In what space? She's 2 feet above the ground. Yeah, frankly, if he really loved her, he'd let her hit the pavement. It'd be a more merciful death.
Excuse me, your entire argument is predicated on the assumption that Superman's flight is a feat of strength.
Are you listening to yourself? It is well established that Superman's flight is a feat of strength. It is an extension of his ability to leap tall buildings, an ability he derives from exposure to Earth's yellow sun.
Yeah, and you don't have a problem with that? How does he fly at night?
A combination of the moon's solar reflection and the energy storage capacity of Kryptonian skin cells.
I'm just gonna go wash up.
I have 2,600 comic books in there. I challenge you to find a single reference to Kryptonian skin cells.
Challenge accepted. We're locked out.
Also, the pretty girl left.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory, created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady.
Okay. Her apartment's on the fourth floor, but the elevator's broken, so you're gonna have to... Are you just gonna be done? Okay, cool, thanks. I guess we'll just bring it up ourselves.
I hardly think so.
Why not?
Well, we don't have a dolly or lifting belts or any measurable upper body strength.
We don't need strength. We're physicists. We are the intellectual descendants of Archimedes. Give me a fulcrum and a lever and I can move the Earth. It's just a matter... I don't have this. I don't have this!
You do not have this! Archimedes would be so proud.
They step back to inspect the large cardboard box.
Do you have any ideas?
Yes, but they all involve a green lantern and a power ring.
Easy.
Easy.
Okay. Now we've got an inclined plane. The force required to lift is reduced by the sine of the angle of the stairs, call it 30 degrees, so about half.
Exactly half.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's push.
Okay. See, it's moving. This is easy. It's all in the math.
What's your formula for the corner?
What?
Leonard goes up to the landing.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, no problem. Just come up here, help me pull and turn.
As soon as Sheldon lets go, the box slides back down the stairs.
You do understand that our efforts here will in no way increase the odds of you having sexual congress with this woman.
Well, men do things for women without expecting sex.
Yeah, those would be men who just had sex.
I'm doing this to be a good neighbor. In any case, there's no way it could lower the odds. Almost there. Almost there. Almost there.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Watch your fingers.
Yeah.
I've got my fingers.
You okay?
No. It hurt. Great, Caesar's ghost. Look at this place.
So Penny's a little messy.
A little messy? The Mandelbrot set of complex numbers is a little messy. This is chaos. Excuse me. Explain to me an organizational system where a tray of flatware on a couch is valid. And I'm just inferring that this is a couch because the evidence suggests the coffee table's having a tiny garage sale.
Did it ever occur to you that not everyone has the compulsive need to sort, organize, and label the entire world around them?
No.
Well, they don't. Hard as it may be for you to believe, most people don't sort their breakfast cereal numerically by fiber content.
Excuse me, but I think we've both found that helpful at times.
Come on, we should go.
Hang on.
What are you doing?
I'm straightening up.
Sheldon, this is not your home.
No, this is not anyone's home. This is a swirling vortex of entropy.
When the transvestite lived here, you didn't care how he kept the place.
Because it was immaculate. I mean, you opened that man's closet, it was left to right evening gowns, cocktail dresses, and his police uniforms.
What were you doing in his closet?
I helped him run some cable for a webcam.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Penny. This just arrived. We just brought this up. Just now.
Great. Was it hard getting up the stairs?
No.
No?
No.
No.
We'll get out of your hair.
Okay, great. Thank you again.
She throws down her things.
Penny, I just want you to know that you don't have to live like this. I'm here for you.
What's he talking about?
It's a joke.
I don't get it.
Yeah, he didn't tell it right.
In his bed, Leonard's woken up by a door closing. It's after 2 a.m.
Sheldon?
A green lightsaber sweeps into the darkened apartment, gripped by Leonard in boxer shorts, a white t-shirt and socks.
Sheldon? Hello?
He notices the apartment door is open and turns off his lightsaber. Next door, while Penny sleeps, Sheldon's tidying her apartment in his dressing gown. As he's straightening a line of Russian dolls, Leonard wanders through.
Sheldon! Shh! Penny's sleeping. What are you insane? You can't just break into a woman's apartment in the middle of the night and clean.
I had no choice. I couldn't sleep knowing that just outside my bedroom was our living room, and just outside our living room was that hallway, and immediately adjacent to that hallway was this.
Do you realize that if Penny wakes up, there is no reasonable explanation as to why we're here?
I just gave you a reasonable explanation.
No, you gave me an explanation. Its reasonableness will be determined by a jury of your peers.
Don't be ridiculous. I have no peers.
Then we have to get out of here. You might want to speak in a lower register.
What? Evolution has made women sensitive to high-pitched noises while they sleep so that they'll be roused by a crying baby. If you want to avoid waking her, speak in a lower register.
That's ridiculous.
No?
That's ridiculous. Fine.
I accept your premise. Now, please, let's go.
I'm not leaving until I'm done. If you have time to lean, you have time to clean.
Oh, what the hell?
Morning.
Morning.
I have to say, I slept splendidly. Granted, not long, but just deeply and well.
I'm not surprised. A well-known folk cure for insomnia is to break into your neighbor's apartment and clean.
Sarcasm?
You think?
Granted, my methods may have been somewhat unorthodox, but I think the end result will be a measurable enhancement to Penny's quality of life.
You know what? You convinced me. Maybe tonight we should sneak in and shampoo her carpet.
You don't think that crosses a line?
Yes. For God's sake, Sheldon, do I have to hold up a sarcasm sign every time I open my mouth?
You have a sarcasm sign?
No, I do not have a sarcasm sign.
You want some cereal? I feel so good today, I'm gonna choose from the low-fiber end of the shelf. Hello, Honey Puffs.
Son of a...
Penny's up.
You sick, geeky...
How did she know it was us?
I may have left a suggested organizational schematic for her bedroom closet.
Leonard!
God, this is gonna be bad.
Goodbye, Honey Puffs. Hello, Big Bran.
You came into my apartment last night while I was sleeping?
Yes, but only to clean.
Really more to organize. You're not actually dirty, per se.
Give me back my key.
I'm very, very sorry.
Do you understand how creepy this is?
Oh, yes, we discussed it at length last night.
In my apartment, while I was sleeping.
And snoring. And that's probably just a sinus infection. But it could be sleep apnea. You might want to see an otolaryngologist. The throat doctor.
And what kind of doctor removes shoes from asses?
Depending on the depth, that's either a proctologist or a general surgeon.
Leonard writes the word sarcasm on a piece of paper and holds it up to him.
Oh.
God!
Okay, look, no, Penny, I think what you're feeling is perfectly valid, and maybe a little bit later today when you're feeling a little less, for lack of a better word, violated, maybe we can talk about this some more.
Stay away from me.
Sure, that's another way to go.
Penny, hold on. Just to clarify, because there will be a discussion when you leave. Is your objection solely to our presence in the apartment while you were sleeping, or do you also object to the imposition of a new organizational paradigm?
She stares at him open-mouthed, then turns and leaves.
Well, that was a little non-responsive.
You were going to march yourself over there right now and apologize. What's funny?
That wasn't sarcasm?
No!
Oh boy, you are all over the place this morning.
He goes to Penny's apartment.
I have a master's and two PhDs. I should not have to do this.
What?
I am truly sorry for what happened last night. I take full responsibility. And I hope that it won't color your opinion of Leonard, who is not only a wonderful guy, but also, I hear, a gentle and thorough lover.
Leonard holds his head in his hands in despair. After Penny shuts the door in his face, Sheldon returns to their apartment.
I did what I could.
Hey, Raj.
Raj holds his breath until Penny has passed him.
Hey, listen. I don't know if you heard about what happened last night with Leonard and Sheldon, but I'm really upset about it. I mean, they let themselves into my place, and then they cleaned it. I mean, can you even believe that? How weird is that?
Ooh. She's standing very close to me. Oh, my, she does smell good. What is that? Vanilla?
Well, I mean, you know, where I come from, if someone comes into your house at night, you shoot, okay? And you don't shoot to wound. I mean, all right, my sister shot her husband, but it was an accident. They were drunk. What was I saying?
She's so chatty. Maybe my parents are right. Maybe I'd be better off with an Indian girl. We'd have the same cultural background, and my wife could sing to my children the same lullabies my mother sang to me.
It's obvious that they met well, but I'm having a really rough time. Like I said, I broke up with my boyfriend, and it's freaking me out.
Munna, munna, baba, soja, baba.
I mean, just because most of the men I've known in my life happen to be jerks, doesn't
doesn't mean I should just assume Leonard and Sheldon are. Right?
She asked me a question. I should probably nod.
That's exactly what I thought. Thank you for listening. You're a doll.
She hugs him.
Uh-oh. Turn your pelvis.
At the boys' place, cool cat Howard is doing some nifty dance moves on a console game mat. He jumps off.
Grab a napkin, homie. You just got served.
It's fine. You win.
What's his problem?
His imaginary girlfriend broke up with him.
Been there.
Hello. Sorry I'm late, but I was in the hallway chatting up Penny.
Really, you? Rajesh Kuthrapali spoke to Penny.
Actually, I was less the chatter than the chatty.
What did she say? Is she still mad at me?
Well, she was upset at first, but probably because her sister shot somebody. Then there was something about you, and then she hugged me.
She hugged you? How'd she hug you?
Raj slips his arms around Howard's waist, then hugs him. Sheldon and Leonard look bemused.
Is that her perfume I smell?
Intoxicating, isn't it?
Howard hugs him back. As Leonard's sliding a note under Penny's apartment door, she comes out. Crouching down, he looks up at her.
Hi.
Oh.
What's going on?
Here's the thing. Penny, just as Oppenheimer came to regret his contributions to the first atomic bomb, so too I regret my participation in what was, at the very least, an error in judgment. The hallmark of the great human experiment is the willingness to recognize one's mistakes. Some mistakes, such as Madame Curie's discovery of radium, turned out to have great scientific potential, even though she would later die a slow, painful death from radiation poisoning. Another example from the field of Ebola research...
Leonard.
Yeah?
She hugs him.
We're okay.
She kisses his cheek, then closes the door. Trying to maintain his cool, Leonard sets off back to his place, but doesn't look where he's going, and walks straight into the door.
Six 2-inch dowels?
Check.
One package Phillips head screws?
Check.
You guys, seriously, I grew up on a farm, okay? I rebuilt a tractor engine when I was like 12. I think I can put together a cheap Swedish media center.
No, please, we insist. It's the least we can do, considering.
We're considering what? How great this place looks?
Oh, boy, I was afraid of this.
What?
These instructions are a pictographic representation of the least imaginative way to assemble these components. This right here is why Sweden has no space program.
Well, it looks pretty good in the store.
It is an inefficient design. For example, Penny has a flat-screen TV, which means all the space behind it is wasted.
We could put our stereo back there.
And control it how?
Run an infrared repeater, photocell here, emitter here, easy peasy.
Good point. How are you gonna cool it?
Hey, guys, I got this.
Hang on, Penny. How about fans here and here?
Also inefficient and might be loud.
How about liquid cooling? Maybe a little aquarium pump here. Run some quarter-inch PVC.
Guys, this is actually really simple.
Hold on, honey. Men at work. PVC comes down here. Maybe a little corrugated sheet metal as a radiator here.
Really? Show me where we put a drip tray, a sluice, and an overflow reservoir.
Hey, if water's involved, we're gonna have to ground the crap out of the thing.
Guys, it's hot in here. I think I'll just take off all my clothes.
The guys freeze and stare at the instructions.
Oh, I've got it. What about if we replace panels A, B, and F and crossbar H with aircraft-grade aluminum?
Right, then the entire thing's one big heat sink.
Perfect. Leonard, why don't you and Sheldon go down to the junkyard and pick up about 6 square meters of scrap aluminum? Raj and I will run down to my lab and get the oxyacetylene torch.
Meet back here in an hour?
Done.
Got it.
Okay, this place does look pretty good.